Good evening. Welcome to the May 2023 monthly meeting of the Faulkner County Court of Court. Justice Lahosky, I believe, is going to lead us in the invocation of the pledge.
Lord, thank you for bringing us all together tonight and bringing us here safely. Please give us clarity of mind as we make decisions for our citizens, for our county, and guide our hearts, Lord, to do your will on this earth. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. We'll sit here and go on the roll, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison. Boyer. Coates.
Present.
Grady.
Present.
Kendricks.
Here.
Knight.
Here.
Lahosky.
Here.
Lyon.
Here.
Moss.
Here.
Pearson.
Here.
Shock.
Here.
Strain.
Here.
Tyler.
Here.
We do have a quorum.
We do have a quorum with 11 members present. Okay, moving right along into the agenda. Tab 1, you'll find the minutes from last meeting. What's your pleasure? I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion when you approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of approval of the minutes as presented in your packet, indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the minutes will be approved as presented. Next on the agenda, and if you'll look in your packets at tab number 2, the county officer's reports, and we generally start with the sheriff. Is there a representative of the sheriff's office here today? Okay, I believe they have that in their packet. I've seen the reports where they distributed in the packets. I see head nods. Thank you very much. We appreciate sheriffs. The entire sheriff's office, I'll have another word or two to say about that before the end of the meeting today. And I hope you noticed the rolling presentation on our monitor up behind the court. And I'll be eager to talk about that a little bit later in the meeting. But the reports are very detailed and honestly self-explanatory, so we understand if they couldn't be here today to sort of recap that for us, but we appreciate those reports. And our county clerk, any else to report?
My report's in the book. I'll entertain any questions if you have any.
Any questions for the clerk? All right, our treasurer, Scott Sanson.
Thank you, Judge. If you'll turn with me to the summary statements for Form Court, January 1st, 2023 through April 30th, 2023. It says it's on. I'm just not close enough to it, I guess. County General Fund 1,000, $3,270,929.74. County Road Fund 2,000, $3,993,321.46. County Road Sales Tax Fund 3402, $2,910,284.31. Animal Welfare and Control Fund 3404, $1,481,635.60. Criminal Justice Sales Tax Fund 3407, $2,532,046.07. Coronavirus Relief Fund 1005, $1,045,381.18. American Rescue Plan 3046, $23,007,600.35. If you'll turn with me to page 2. The blue line that indicates 2023 on county general revenue, you can see it has now kind of up from the bottom in April and March and is higher than 2022 and 2021 in April. We had talked about this, I believe, last month. It was a timing issue on some revenue. So we are right where we expect to be, and we expect May to actually even be better. So if you'll turn with me to page 3. Sales tax for April, $1,047,063.56. That is 9.66% better than April of 22, and we're currently running at a 5.23% in the plus of 2022 year to date. If you flip with me again, totals for sales tax currently in this year are $4,504,412.92. That's 35% of projecting, and as you know, through four months of the year, that's 33% of the year. We're currently ahead of schedule for our $13 million projected revenue in 2023. And if you flip one more time, you can see the chart that indicates our growth there. Our three-month moving average has moved back, stayed above our two-year, our one-year moving average, and our one-year moving average is trending up, which is always a good sign. Are there any questions?
Any questions for our treasurer? A lot of information there. If you're like me, you generally got to look at that ahead of time instead of trying to digest it. Of course, speaking to the justices on this, it's a lot of information, but the key that I picked up on, Mr. Treasurer, is that the revenue caught back up. We're lagging a little bit. Now we seem to be pretty much on track.
We're in a good place in revenue, yes, sir. Let me remind all, actually, the public and everybody, all of these reports are on the website after they are approved by committee. So after the last Tuesday, they have been on the website, so you can view them there if you need to.
All right. Public hear that. Our treasurer said we're having a little bit of trouble with his mic. We'll get that lined out for next month. But he said that his treasurer reports are available online after the committee reports or committees visit the reports 1 week prior to monthly meetings of the full court tonight. So these reports would have been up something close to a week by now.
Yeah, Wednesday of last week is when they get the
online.
Yeah. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you for that, and we appreciate you presenting those in a way that people like me can understand them. So thank you. Thank you for keeping us on track. And next, our ARP and road report. Our ARP Administrator Tom Ash.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On the ARP report, I'll hit the highlights and then make a note of a change I've made in the table at the end. Bologna 107, the Schultz line, they are busy burying pipe. I went out there this morning, and they started on Highway 64 going south on Marshall, South Marshall Road. The Bologna Mount Vernon Emergency Pump Station is set for bid opening on June 8th. Thank you. Conway Court Lower Ridge Water Project, they have opened the bids, and they awarded the bid this week. We're waiting for pre-construction meeting before they start construction. Damascus Water Line Extension, we've had the pre-construction meeting, and they're going to start anytime. Guy Water Project on Bro Lane, we had the pre-construction meeting, and starting on that is any day as well. Mayflower Wastewater Project, we got notice that the state has changed their deadlines. If you remember, Mayflower had applied for some matching money from the state. They didn't get in the first cut. They were in the second cut near the top. That means if people aren't able to match the money that were ahead of them, that falls down to the people that were in line below them. They thought they would hear in June if they were going to be successful. They were pretty close to the top on the standby, so they think they will get money. Now it'll be August to September before they know. And that determines basically what their project's going to look like. If it's going to join up with Conway, or they're going to redo their existing wastewater treatment. So those are the highlights, except if you'll turn to page 77, I've added a new graphic there. You can see at the bottom, underneath appropriated, is the amount we've spent so far, and I put the percentage on that as well. And since last report, in total, we've had $60,776 come through for payment. Subject to questions on ARP, I'll move to the road report, which is behind that.
Any questions on the ARP report? Thank you again for the I know you spent a great deal of time figuring out how to present all of that information, which is not something everybody visits every day, in a way that they can understand it. So thank you. I appreciate it. I know everybody else does, too. So our road report.
The asphalt since last report, two roads, Happy Hills Road, which is on the Ackland Gap, off of Ackland Gap near the east end, 1.2 miles Donnell Ridge, 3.1 miles for a total of 4.3. Clinton Road and Rooster Road are the two state aid projects we're going to have overlaid this year, and that's supposed to start May 22nd. We've talked about the South Hello Bridge before, south of the 8 Mile Store. That's still online to start after school. We're going to open the bids May 23rd, and we should be finished before school begins. That road will be affecting through traffic when that construction starts. Middle Road, I went out today, our partnership with Conway. They are setting up the rock for the asphalt. Should put the asphalt down Monday or maybe as late as Monday, as early as Friday this week. No new updates on the two intersections we talked about, the Wooster Roundabout or the 286 stop block projects. No new news to report on that. Subject to questions, Mr. Chair, that's all I have.
Very good. Any questions? I will add that we received notice today from RDOT with regard to the overpass in Mayflower, the new overpass. Big project, long time coming, decades, I think it's safe to say. And that the date that they have given us is May 26th. You know, I think I'll let you guys know that that was kind of a tentative date, and we received notice today. So May 26th, and, you know, I would invite all of our justices to block their calendars for that and plan to attend if your calendar allows. So that's going to be a big day for Faulkner County. I know I'm looking forward to it. I know anyone who's ever traveled through there and waited 30 minutes on a train, it's going to be a good day. So it'll be a lot safer. It's going to be a huge safety improvement, you know, for emergency services. So really looking forward to that. Well, thank you, Tom, for that road report as well. Anything further on the ARP or road reports? Any officers' reports that I missed? Anybody else? All right, moving along. Standing committee reports. How about Justice Lahosky, the Budget and Finance Committee?
Thank you, guys. Right. Budget and Finance Committee met last week, and we discussed proposed ordinance 23-12 and have it before the court tonight.
Thank you. How about the Infrastructure Committee?
Yes, Your Honor. The Infrastructure Committee met last week, and we discussed a proposed resolution 2304 and had it before the court tonight.
Justice Coates, Courts and Public Safety.
Thank you, Judge. Courts and Public Safety did not have a committee meeting this month. We have actually had quite a bit going on with some of the things that we've discussed in the past. Crypto mining has been high on our list. We have met with last Friday, we met with the crypto mining officials, managers, all of those people. We've been getting some noise complaints since it came up and is online now. We are in discussions with them putting up a sound wall and a sound barrier and hiring an acoustical engineer to handle that. We were hoping to have a contract signed on their side by tonight, but they're having a little bit of go between two different companies. So hopefully they'll get that all settled out. But we do plan to have that on board pretty quickly. The animal shelter is also making progress. We have a little bit of an updated floor plan. I do have a couple of copies of that if y'all would like to see that. We're also waiting on Rick Sal's office to get back with us to just kind of see where we're at, to see what we need to do and get prepared to put some things out for bid at some point. But I will bring that back before the court when we're ready to do that.
Any questions? Thank you for the update. Personnel Committee.
Thank you, Judge. Personnel met. We approved one resolution, and that is 2303, and that's for an EQ board appointment, and that is before the court tonight. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you so much. moving right along, any public comment on any item on the agenda tonight? Always make room for that. Seeing none, special reports. Members of the court, you should have received from Leg Audit your annual audit report. If you have any questions, feel free to call. Let me know if you did not receive one. It's an annual process, very lengthy, and everybody's always glad to have that behind us. So, if you have any questions, feel free to call.
Can I get a motion and a second if they accept it so I can report it on the minutes?
Sure. We do need to put that on the record. Thank you. So I'll entertain a motion to accept that report as presented.
Motion to accept that report as presented.
Second.
Motion second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. So report.
Thank you.
Let it be reflected on the record. Any old business? Come before the court. Seeing none. Any new business? Let's see. Tab number 3. Proposed ordinance 23-12. Sponsored by Budget and Finance, Justice Lahosky.
Motion to accept proposed ordinance 23-12.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and second. A reading, Counselor.
Proposed ordinance 23-12, sponsored by Budget and Finance, being enacted by the Cornwall Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 22-63, dated December 20th, 2022, and to declare an emergency.
Okay, members of the court, we've got a motion, second, and a reading. Is there any discussion on proposed appropriation ordinance 23-12? Seeing none, if our secretary would call the roll, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Coates.
Yes.
Grady.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Schock.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes.
Motion carries. Proposed ordinance 23-12 passes. Next item on the agenda, tab number 4, that will be proposed resolution 23-03 regarding an appointment to the Equalization Board, and I believe this is sponsored by the Personnel Committee. Justice Kendrick.
Counselor, if you'd like to read it.
Do we need a motion second?
Motion.
Nope. A motion to put resolution 2303 before the court.
Second.
Who's second?
There we go. Motion second. Now reading, Council report.
Faulkner County Cornwall Court Resolution 23-03 be resolved by the Cornwall Court of Faulkner County, State of Arkansas. Resolution to appoint Kent Baker to the Faulkner County Equalization Board. Would you like to read it in full or title only?
Title only is fine.
All right.
Thank you, Counselor. Judge, if I may.
Yes, just.
Thank you, Judge. This tonight, Mr. Baker was not able to be here, but I spoke with him several times on the phone. We had some discussion in Personnel Committee about Mr. Baker. He currently serves on the EQ board. He applied for a reappointment to that board. He was the only applicant that we had. He is highly qualified. I believe his background in appraisal, especially the commercial side of things, is a unique skill set that we're very beneficial to have. We had our assessor spoke in favor of him. Justice Coates spoke in favor of Mr. Baker. I think we're very fortunate to have him and look forward to reappointing him. Thank you, Judge.
Very good. Thank you, Justice Kendrick. Any comment or discussion, anything further? Counselor, do we need a roll call or the ayes?
A roll call would be preferential this one.
Secretary?
Yes, Your Honor. Coates?
Yes.
Grady?
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Schock.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes.
Motion carries. Proposed resolution 23-03 passes. And so we want to thank Mr. Baker and really all those who served on the Equalization Board. It's thankless. It's difficult. I see head nods out there from our assessor. You know, I would invite you to not go to one of those unless you absolutely have to. But I'm going out there, a little bit of that. But, you know, it's a property owner's right to do that. I appreciate our assessor and really just anybody who has anything to do with property tax appeals, including our counselor and staff. But certainly would like to thank Mr. Baker. I know he couldn't be here tonight, but we sure appreciate his willingness to serve in that capacity, so we sure appreciate it. Moving right along, tab number 5, we have proposed resolution 23-04, and this is, I believe, sponsored by our infrastructure committee. It's a resolution in support of some changes made to at Highway 25 at Elliott Road. So, Justice Knight?
Yes, Your Honor, I make a motion that we approve resolution 23-04 and read by title only.
Second.
Counsel.
Proposed resolution 23-04 be resolved by the Coroner Court of Faulkner County, State of Arkansas, resolution expressing the willingness of Faulkner County to utilize federal aid monies for the following county project, Highway 25 Elliott Road intersection improvements.
Thank you, Counselor. Any discussion? Justice Nye, would you like to expand on that a little bit?
Yes, thank you, Your Honor. And thank you for bringing this to the committee last week. It's always good to have this come through committee, though it doesn't have to, it can come to the full court. But thank you for allowing us to discuss that and ask questions last week. This is a resolution to basically kind of request funds. It's not paying for it at this point. That will come through at a future date and work its way through budget and finance. But this would make some great improvements for safety. There's a bad turning lane right there. There have been some fatalities, if I understand correctly. So, so there would be some wanted improvements in that location.
Thank you for that explanation. Highway 25 going to Wooster, Elliott Road, as soon as you cross the Cadron, Elliott Road is the first big road to the right, just past that subdivision. And if you're headed south, for traffic headed south from Wooster toward Cadron there, if you know where those big the big S-curves are, as soon as you come out of that S-curve, if anyone is turning left to go on to Elliott Road, it's a blind curve. It's a case study in a blind curve. So we want to thank RDOT for its willingness to entertain the idea of that project. It's their highway, and so it's their project. But we, we requested that in the county. I guess Judge Baker's administration prior to my getting here, they reached out to me to see if I supported, and I said absolutely. I myself have seen folks in the ditch for having to avoid someone stop turn left, and within the last month and a half, I suppose. So it's very much needed. It would be a turn lane. So if you're turning left, if you're headed south from Wooster, you'll be able to choose a turning lane. And once traffic gets used to that, they'll understand that there's a lane they can continue going. There's a turning lane to the left. So should be much safer than it is today. So much needed. Great example of an improvement. Madam Secretary, if you'd call the roll, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Coates.
Yes.
Grady.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Shock.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes.
Motion carries, and resolution 23-04 passes. Thank you for your consideration on that. Moving right along, we have a typical section for appointments. Of course, we address that by resolution today. There are no other appointments come before the court. Next, the announcements section. Any announcements to come before the court?
Judge?
Yes, Justice Lahosky.
Just for the quorum court members, because of a conflict that I have next month, I need to move my budget and finance committee to the first Tuesday of the month. So especially for my budget and finance committee meeting members, that's what I'm looking to do. If you have a conflict, don't call me. I guess call Margaret or Phil or somebody, and we'll get it worked out. But that's what I need to do.
Moving it to
the first Tuesday
Okay.
of the month of June.
June 6th. Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Judge.
So, Justice Lahosky, am I to understand that you're giving them an opportunity to look at their calendars and not asking for a yay or nay today?
Correct. Yes, sir. Thank you.
If you'll just reach out to Margaret, is that okay? Reach out to our secretariat. Madam?
Yes. Sorry.
Thank you very much. Any other announcements? Okay. I'd like to draw your attention again to our slideshow presentation. I'm not sure if we can get that up and running again while I draw your attention to the fact that this is National Peace Officers Week. I probably called that wrong. All I know is we need to honor our law enforcement officers. And for us, in particular, that means our Sheriff's Department. So anyone here from the Sheriff's Department, if you please stand. So on behalf of the Sheriff's Department, will you please accept our congratulations and thank yous? So yesterday was National Peace Officers Memorial Day. This Thursday, there will be an event at Sidon Park. That's over by the caboose here in Conway at 5:30. Our very own Faulkner County Sheriff's Office, Conway Police Department, and the UCA Police Department conduct this event annually. I will be involved. I know that the mayor will be involved. We'll jointly read a proclamation. I know our sheriff will be there representing, and we will pay respects to those officers who gave the ultimate sacrifice in protecting their communities. So I would invite you, if you have an opportunity to come to that, particularly if you have never been to one, it is very solemn. I would come prepared to be solemn and respectful and pay your respects to those officers and deputies who gave their lives. As a matter of fact, I think it might even include our firefighters as well. So anyway, I'm honored to be a small part of that. I know our sheriff is as well, and all of those in the Sheriff's Department will take part for sure. But anyway, I just wanted to draw that to your attention. We have our very own here in Faulkner County who have given the ultimate sacrifice, and we're here today reaping the benefits of their willingness and the willingness of their families to serve. And so regardless of what you see in the media or in Hollywood, we know that right here in Faulkner County, we love our law enforcement. We thank you for what you do, and I want to thank you again. I'd also say that, Sheriff, that includes you, former Sheriff Andy Schock right here. We're honored to have you here and serving our Quorum Court. We just thank you. Justice Higgins in the back of the room, I'd like to draw your attention to him. He is the former commander of the Sheriff's Department Reserve program there. Now he currently serves as the commander for Greenbrier PD, Greenbrier Police Department's Reserve Program. Will we have any other law enforcement, current or former, with us today?
Justice Moss served for many years as an officer.
Justice Moss, University of Central Arkansas Police Department, right? I'm sorry I forgot that, but I want to thank you for your service, too.
And Faulkner County Sheriff's Office.
Faulkner County Sheriff's Office. Thank you so much. And is there anyone else here? We want to give recognition for anybody who has worn the badge. We just thank you so much. Are there any other announcements?
I just want to say,
Chrissy Lewis.
If you haven't done so far, don't forget to assess by May 31st to avoid a late penalty.
Assess by May 31st to avoid a late penalty. That is less than 2 weeks, I guess. So, what day of the week is that?
Not sure.
It's
Wednesday.
All right. So, be sure to assess. Thank you for that. Any other announcements? I see you on the back row. Yes.
Yes. So, I would just like to welcome everybody also in addition to the Police Week Memorial on Thursday. If you would like to come tomorrow morning, all of the law enforcement agents we'll be participating in the Law Enforcement Torch Run for Special Olympics. So we're meeting at Conway PD to start at 9 o'clock. There will be runners with the torch and the flags, and then a vehicle procession
Thank you so much. Can we find out more on the Sheriff's Department website?
Yes. So we have it up on social, but also there was a press release on it several weeks ago, but I'll probably be putting up another reminder tonight.
Okay, so 9 o'clock at Conway Police Department or 11:30 where?
At Centennial Bank.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for that. Thank you for that announcement. Everybody groups?
Okay, I just wanted to
know,
we had our Master Gardener plant sale this past Saturday. I saw some of you there. I just want to give an update. I think we hit a record, and it was just shy of $42,000 in sales,
wow.
Which is phenomenal. Scholarship. And that goes towards, you know, they cover their own expenses, but then it goes towards local scholarships for college students. So that was a huge record. I just wanted to share.
Thank you. Congratulations for that. I did have an opportunity to go by there, and I know they, although they said there were like 250 people in line when the doors opened, and when I got there, I had a family reunion commitment. I was smoking pork. When I pulled that off, I had an hour to let that meat rest before I pulled it, so I zipped on over there, and it was almost completely empty by then. I think I got 2 cucumber plants. So they're hanging in there. We'll keep those things fertilized for sure. Thank you for that. Congratulations. And it really was just a first rate. I would invite you to go next year. I had all kinds of stuff. Honestly, they still had stuff when I got there around 10:30, I think. And good selection. We'll try to get there earlier next year. Thank you for that. Master Gardeners, that is a really going concern. I don't know if you've ever been a part of that or seen them, but that is a big organization with a lot of active members, and so it's really kind of neat. I've had family members who've been through that, and anyway, thank you for your leadership that you provide to them, and thank you to the Master Gardeners. So, any other announcements?
I got one for you, Judge.
Yes, Tom.
That's some of the announcements, information. I had the pleasure and privilege of doing a ride-along with Corporal Timms, probably the Friday after our last Corn Court meeting. Phenomenal guy. It's not shocking because our department's pretty excellent. And he taught me a lot of things I didn't know about our county, including all the points of poverty in our county. It took me all over the place and educated me. And I would encourage any of my fellow JPs who've not had the opportunity to do that. It will enlighten you and make you even more pro-ILO than you already are. And any of the citizens, there's that same opportunity too. You just got to sign a waiver. It was awesome, and I thank our so much for grateful for our partner county sheriff's department who do a lot of stuff that we don't even know about to protect us behind the scenes, and I'm just so grateful for that opportunity. And so, anyway, thank you for that. Appreciate you in the room tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for being willing to do that, and it's probably a little bit intimidating, but we sure appreciate their willingness to do that. Any other announcements? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion
all
to adjourn.
All in favor.
Aye.
You are adjourned.
I don't know if you've seen that, but I knew that was coming
after hours. I'm making documentation. That's what I got. I'm making documentation of it.
That one I read.
Yeah, I did read
it.
But I did want to know
who's seen them, but I got to look at it. Uh-oh,
that's not good.
It works, but it's like it's turned down or something.
The one with the injury from the dogs that have the broken glass. I get a lot of
test one two. Good. So you got to be right on it. We got to have it in our mouth.